is a powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more. Hey there, welcome back to the Stress Less Podcast. I hope you were all able to enjoy some time with family and friends over the Thanksgiving weekend, as well as sneak in some rest and maybe even some shopping too. You'll have to forgive me if you can hear a lot of kids and cousins running around in the background. I was not able to record this at a normal time in my house when it's quiet, and I really did my best with the audio, so bear with me. With the holidays now in full swing, I have to admit, gift giving is one of my favorite things. I truly love thinking about what someone might like or appreciate. Taking the time to figure out the perfect gift for someone feels like a fun little challenge for me. But let's be real, holiday gift giving can also feel overwhelming. There are so many people to shop for, budgets to manage, and just the thought of where all those new toys and gifts that your kids are going to get will even fit can be a big enough challenge of its own. For moms especially, the holiday season creates this back and forth between us wanting to give meaningful, thoughtful gifts, but also trying to stay present and enjoy our time with our young families during the years where we can experience the magic of the Christmas season through their eyes. That's why today, I want to help you take a step back, breathe, and approach gift giving a little differently this year. And just so you know, depending on how you're listening to this or who's around you, there will be some SANTA talk. So please make sure you have your headphones in or that there's not little ears with you in the car while you're listening to this. In this episode, I'd like to invite you to take a look at gift giving through a different lens as I share practical tips to simplify your holiday shopping so we can all make the season more joyful and less overwhelming. Whether you're looking for ways to cut back on clutter, save money, or simply enjoy the process a little more, this episode is for you. To give you a little roadmap for today's episode, I'll be touching on three specific topics to help simplify your holiday season. First, we'll explore intentional gift giving, how to choose thoughtful, clutter-free gifts that bring meaning and joy. Next, I'll share one of my favorite ways to stay organized while holiday shopping so you can keep track of all the moving pieces without feeling scattered. And finally, we'll wrap things up by talking about how to make the most of your gift wrapping session with simple, stress-free tips. Let's get started. Experience-based gifts have been gaining a lot of buzz lately, and for good reason. They are an incredible way to shift the focus from stuff to memories. Instead of adding to the clutter in your home, these gifts give your family opportunities to try something new, spend quality time together, and create lasting moments. Think about gifting a children's museum membership for a year of fun and learning. Or maybe signing your family up for a cooking class to learn something hands-on, or getting tickets to a big event like a college basketball game, a professional football game, or even a concert. These kinds of gifts don't just save space, they give you stories to tell and experiences to cherish. Practical gifts for kids are some of my absolute favorites, especially activity kits that can be, air quotes, used up. You know, the ones like those fun craft kits or science experiments that keep kids entertained and let their creativity shine. These are the kinds of things parents don't always love buying themselves, but kids absolutely adore. Target and Walmart have entire aisles full of these kits, from painting sets to slime making kits. What I love most about giving these is that they're not adding to the long-term clutter in your home. Once the kids have created their masterpieces or finished the activities, any extras or unused items can be tossed. It's a win-win. The kids stay busy and entertained, and parents don't have to figure out where to store another toy. Plus, it's a gift that feels purposeful and practical without sacrificing any of the fun. Another idea along the lines of gifts that can be used up is to stock up on someone's favorites. This works especially well for those people who are hard to shop for. If you know their favorite candy, snack, or drink, putting together a little bundle of their go-to treats can feel both thoughtful and practical. And if you're not sure what they like, a gift card to a place they visit regularly, like their favorite coffee shop or gas station, can be just as meaningful. It's a simple way to give something they'll actually use and enjoy without overthinking it. Now let's talk about some simple and stress-free gift-giving frameworks. One of the most popular is the want, need, wear, read formula, where you focus on giving your kids one gift from each category. It's a great way to simplify holiday shopping while still covering all the bases. Another approach I love is what I call the decide once method, which, if you know about the Lazy Genius or Kendra Adachi, you know that decide once is definitely from her, but it's so helpful when it comes to using it for shopping too. If there's someone you know that you'll need to buy a gift for every year, find something they love and can use repeatedly and make it your go-to gift for them. It's a shortcut that saves you time and decision-making stress. One of my favorite examples of this is the gift I make for my mother-in-law every year, a custom calendar from Shutterfly. Over time, I've created my own little formula for selecting the pictures I include, and now it takes me less and less time to put it together each year. For grandkids, I include a photo of each one in their birthday month and snapshots of each of the activities they're involved in for that season. For her adult kids, I always add photos for their birthday and anniversary months. To make it easy, I pull pictures from the same month of the previous year. It adds a seasonal touch and keeps the process simple. Shutterfly even saves the dates in your account, so recreating the calendar year after year is effortless. With their beautiful templates, you can quickly customize a calendar to suit anyone's style and have it printed in no time. It's a thoughtful, personal gift that's also super organized. Now, the decide once method doesn't just apply to family gifts. It's also perfect for people who are a big part of your kids' lives throughout the year, like classroom teachers, piano or dance instructors, Sunday school teachers, or service providers like your hairstylist. For example, you might decide, I always give my kids' teachers an Amazon gift card for Christmas. That simple decision can save you so much mental energy while still letting you give a meaningful, appreciated gift. Another tip for teachers that I really love to do is to save the meet the teacher letter, because a lot of times teachers will add their favorite things, and it might just be like their favorite color or their favorite book, but sometimes their favorite snack or their favorite drink is on there too. And that makes it really easy to find some direction with something personalized. It's all about finding ways to streamline your holiday gifting while keeping it thoughtful and intentional. A couple of years ago, I found myself overwhelmed by how much stuff my kids had, especially around the holidays. And I decided to scale back on our family's gift giving and keep things light, knowing my kids would already be spoiled by grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins at our extended family Christmases. That first year, I tried limiting each person to 4 gifts, one from Santa, one for their stocking, one from mom and dad, and one from their siblings. But honestly, it didn't feel like enough. It didn't capture the magic I wanted my kids to experience on Christmas morning. Of course, every family has its own circumstances, but for me, it just didn't feel good enough. And no mom wants to feel that way after all the energy we put into coordinating our family's holidays. The following year, I adjusted and settled on 6 gifts per person. Each child received a medium-sized gift from Santa, a small stocking stuffer, a big gift from mom and dad, a small to medium gift from mom and dad, and one gift from each sibling. This really felt like the just right amount of gifts for our family. But honestly, sibling gifts remain a work in progress for me. Just the logistics of it, like coordinating trips to the store with one or two kids while leaving the others behind, is tricky. And I don't exactly trust my kids to keep their gifts a secret from one another. But I also have to remind myself that learning thoughtfulness and the joy of giving is a skill they need to practice anyway. This year, I'm trying to let go of a little control. I plan to set a budget for their sibling gifts, let them shop for one another, and then we are going to try exchanging their gifts to each other on Christmas Eve. One of my favorite things when I was growing up was that I got to open one gift on Christmas Eve. So we're going to see how that works this year. While it's challenging to loosen the reins, it just feels important to give them ownership over the process too. But setting up frameworks like this for our family has helped streamline gift giving and made it easier to keep our spending in check. It's also allowed me to be intentional about what comes into our home, what I want to spend our money on, and what I want my kids to have, and what I'm willing to manage. Finding the Goldilocks amount of gifts has been an evolving process, but it's worth it to create a holiday season that feels balanced and joyful for everyone. Okay, moving on from intentional gift giving to talking about staying organized throughout your holiday shopping. So staying organized with holiday shopping can feel like a huge challenge, but one thing that's been super helpful for me is using a gift tracker, or even you might call it like a budget planner or a gift planner. Personally, I love just using a good old Google Sheet to keep everything in one place. And the best part is each year I just click make a copy and I update it for what I need for that holiday season. So you could, of course, do this digitally. You could even print out the spreadsheet and write directly on it, or just use a notebook. In my spreadsheet, I have columns to track all the important details, like who the gift is for, who it's from, what the gift is, where it's being purchased or ordered from, the price, whether I've obtained it or not. I put obtained just because some of them you buy in store, or if it's being ordered online, just like if I have it in my possession is what I mean by that, and if it's wrapped. So keeping everything laid out like this helps me see exactly where I'm at with my shopping at any given time. And it's especially helpful for me because I struggle with things being out of sight and out of mind. And when I'm hiding Christmas gifts, I don't want to have to go dig them out of their hiding spots just to make sure I have it. So having it all in a place where I can keep track of it is really great for me. So my spreadsheet does keep track of like the whole picture, but I don't always need to see the entire thing when I'm running errands. So I do keep a list on my phone of the items I haven't purchased yet. This way I can make sure I'm staying on track and getting everything I need in time. It really is a pretty simple system, and it just keeps the chaos of shopping manageable and even a little bit fun, because who doesn't like to cross things off a list? And finally, let's talk about gift wrapping, because even streamlining this part of the holiday season has just made a really big difference for me. I used to get caught up in all the fancy wrapping paper, ribbons, and bows, but honestly, it felt like such a waste of time and money. Not everyone appreciates glitter the way I do, and I realized quickly that glitter-covered wrapping paper wasn't exactly winning me points at other people's houses. One of the best decisions I made was coordinating my wrapping paper to match which family Christmas the gift was for. So I use a different paper for our immediate family, my extended family, and my in-laws' family Christmas. So all of the wrapping paper that I use coordinates in the color palette or patterns, because so it, of course, looks nice under the tree. But then when it's time to pack up and head to a family Christmas, doing this made organizing and packing the gifts for each celebration so much easier. It just saved me from digging through piles to read every single gift tag while trying to remember which gift went where. And then when it comes to actually wrapping the gifts, My goal is to have as many gifts as possible already in the house before I even start wrapping. Leaving wrapping supplies out all season long really stresses me out. Instead, I get everything ready, have a wrapping session, and then put it all away. It really feels like such a win to be able to check that part off my list. When it comes to labels or gift tags, I am a fan of the regular just sticker labels or sticker gift tags. They're quick, easy, and they keep things neat, and they rarely get ripped off in transport. You're not spending time looking for missing gift tags to figure out who they're for or who they're from. For Santa gift tags, I found a template on Etsy that also was just another time where I felt like I was hitting the easy button in the holiday season. Growing up, my mom always used this square boxy handwriting on our Santa tags, but when I tried to do that, I was never happy with how mine looked. This gift tag template is so adorable. It says something like a package from the North Pole or some sort of like mailing theme, some sort of stamp, but that it came from the North Pole and it's from Santa and it has my kids' names on it. I'll be sure to leave a link for you to check that out in the show notes. And you could probably make your own in Canva now too, but I print them on larger size labels. And the first year I did it, I actually printed a whole sheet for each kid, and it's lasted a few years now. So wrapping doesn't have to be a hassle, and it really can be a fun moment for you to enjoy if you focus on keeping it simple and keeping it intentional with what's important to you. Simplifying gift giving is such a powerful way to reduce holiday stress and make the season more meaningful. When we cut out the guilt, let go of the pressure to do it all, and focus on what truly matters, like creating joyful memories with our families, the holidays become less overwhelming and more enjoyable. I hope these tips inspire you to take a step back, consider your own values for the holiday season, and think about what you can do to simplify your gift giving this year. Whether it's setting up a framework, embracing decide once, or finding ways to stay organized, small changes can make a big difference. And if I'm really being honest, I just want you as a mom to be confident and make your own decisions. Don't let social media or societal pressure be the cause of you not enjoying your own holiday season. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Stress Less Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging me at Megan Smith Stress Less. Sharing your takeaways from this episode on Instagram will help more moms like you discover helpful episodes and learn how to make motherhood feel more manageable. Don't forget to check out the show notes for tools and resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll talk to you soon on the Stress Less Podcast.